When artist Gabriele Bayers Osoyo's home was burglarized in November 2021, much of her livelihood was stolen. About 1,000 hand-painted neckties and bowties. She estimates $140,000 worth of merchandise, as well as dozens of her paintings. More than 2 years later, some of those works are showing up on the Sunshine Coast. "I was devastated because they got 20 years worth of my work," said Bayer. "They got all my design samples and all my inventory." For weeks following the theft, Bayer worked on getting the story out, on social media, in the news and on telephone poles as she made up posters with the missing paintings. Nobody could make any sense of it. "And then I had to say, okay, that's all I can do and I have to start the grieving process." It was more than 2 years later when Bayer got an email from a Gibson's thrift shop. 127 of her bow ties and 27 of her neckties had been donated to the Sunshine Coast Community Services thrift store. Noting the label on each tie, a staff member had gone online to see how to price them, saw that they'd been stolen and contacted the artist. Bayer immediately came to the coast to retrieve her ties and ended up staying nearly 2 weeks. "I found a wonderful community of people listening to my story and wanting to help me find my stolen art," she said. Bayer visited every thrift store on the coast. Up in Egmont, the store manager told Bayer that she'd seen more than 15 of the ties in a Ziploc bag about a year ago. At the Seashelt Salvation Army thrift store, the woman working at the front desk recognized one of Bayer's more unusual paintings as one that had passed through that store. It is thought that the narcissist passed through the Salvation Army thrift store in Seashelt, which Bayer says she painted after a painful experience with a narcissistic partner. Courtesy of Gabriele Bayer. So now, Bayer has put up posters from Egmont to Gibson's, hoping someone will recognize paintings or ties and possibly return them. The 46 paintings stolen had not been for sale. "They're like my journal of life of 20 years," said Bayer. "I started to paint after my husband died and a lot of that work is very personal." As well, after the neckties were stolen, Bayer was essentially out of business. A fact made all the worse that the business, Murphy Ties, was her late husband, Michael Murphy's, endeavor. "Basically 20 years of my designs and then even more of my late husband's designs, we did that together," she said. "All the designs were gone, basically the intellectual property of the company." The ties are also very time-consuming to paint. "They were a labor of love," said Bayer. In the intervening years, Bayer says she's made a name for herself painting murals in Alaska. "I have moved on, but it means so much to me that, the ties, are coming back to me." This isn't the first time some of her stolen work has been recovered. Last year, 6 paintings and 6 neckties were recovered in Surrey and 3 months later 3 big paintings were found in a trailer in Osoyoos. 10 neckties were recovered after having been listed on eBay in Philadelphia. However, the find on the Sunshine Coast is the biggest yet. One can see Bayer's paintings at facebook.com/murphyties and anyone who thinks they may have seen any of the works is asked to get in touch with Bayer at stolenartwork2021@gmail.com. Bayer also notes the generosity she has found on the coast. In between hanging posters, going to thrift stores, talking to galleries from Gibson's to Egmont, "I hiked the many trails, 2 times meeting with the Pender Harbor Hiker Group," said Bayer. "I made so many new friends. My heart is really touched by this experience."